Now, a lot of times, full disclosure, we'll have comics come in that I pretend to enjoy their works. Oh, that one thing that you did on TV One, great stuff. Your podcast that I just looked up, big, big fan. Oh, the one special that you had in, what, 1997? I haven't deleted it off my DVR yet. Really happy to have you in here.
Robert Mackelson?
Is that what I'm talking? Dan Soder, on the other hand. Yes!
Oh, what a...
What's up?
That's... I just want to say, just to get you out of ever getting in trouble, if you say you love someone special from 1997 and it's not off your DVR, you've given it away.
Oh, that's right. There's no
DVR. They're going to be like, dude, there's no DVR.
I botched that.
Yeah.
I botched that one.
You should be like, but I still have it on my VHS tape.
Copy that. I f***ed up. That was on me.
Yeah.
Dan, we get like heads up throughout the week. Like, okay, hey, who's this coming in on Thursday, Friday, whatever. Half the time, I'm like, okay, all right. Like, we'll get Jim Norton. Like, oh, hell yeah, Jimmy's coming in.
Yeah.
I love Jimmy. Yes. We had Big J. Okerson not long ago. Hell yeah, man. Good.
That's my brother in arms.
Yeah, we'll get another comedy club from across the street that'll send Debo the Prince of Giggles. And I'm like, great. I guess we have to do that.
He's still out there?
Yes, he's still out there selling cassette singles of his bits.
There's a dude I opened for one time in Arizona named T.C. Hatter and Marcy Ann, and he was a silent clown, and his wife played the piccolo.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
T.C. Hatter and Marcy Ann.
Nice people, though.
Great people.
Dude, I'll tell you this. He was jacked.
Was he yoked?
Yeah, he was like middle linebacker size, but he was a clown, and he'd wear like a big boxy sports coat. And then I went to the comedy condo, and he was standing there jacked. I'm all, I'm terrified of you now.
Great. I was going to bust your balls about your routine, but you look like Lyle Alzado.
Yeah, so you could be a clown with a temper.
You want to talk about traveling comic clowns? This is going to be a deep cut, so we'll have to kind of color in those that aren't in the know. You ever heard of or worked with the disgruntled clown? You ever heard of this dude?
I've definitely heard of him.
Look up this nightmare on stilts. This guy, the disgruntled clown. I tell you, he only works market 180 and below.
Yeah.
But he is 6'7".
Yo.
Yoked. I mean, he looks like Lesnar. It's like Lesnar, a juggalo.
Yeah.
He comes out on stage in like a little tricycle and stuff like that. Has a huge mallet. Bludgeon Brother number 3.
How is he not completely booked up this time of year for Halloween season?
If you see his act online, you get it.
Okay.
While you might not have a full calendar of dates. He's more impact than substance.
Yeah.
You hit for about 5 minutes like, oh man, this is going to be great. And then for the next hour, you're like, this is the saddest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, maybe he could go to France and just be like a really big artistic thing where they're like, this man is so sad and loud.
I love it so much.
Yeah, this clown.
I love your sad.
I found T.C. Hatter on YouTube. Is that him?
Yeah, dude. Wham.
No, there's a woman in the back playing the thing.
Piccolo, I told you.
Oh, wow.
It's a real thing. Yeah. I got to open for that. So you guys are in the room with kind of a big deal.
Wait, you opened for him?
Yeah. Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. And I was drinking real hard back then.
Oh, here we are. And
that's,
I also
that's
just
one
found
where you question life decisions.
That's the disgruntled clown. You ever seen this dude?
I have seen him because he looks like Danny DeVito in Batman Returns.
Yes, but massive and terrifying.
Yeah, like a worst size.
Like the dude has his own, you know guys that are more, and this is almost a wrestling meets comedy thing, more gimmick than substance.
Yeah.
He has his own vehicle that he built that he takes on the road. It's this weird black and white sort of clown car meets ice cream truck meets murder wagon. That this is what he goes on the road with, filled to the brim with these like dilapidated, funky props.
Yeah, you got to get pulled. I hope he's getting pulled over.
He comes out on stage. He brings his own blocks that he sits out on stage with. The only reason I know this is I was at a comedy club in St. Louis, Missouri, like 5 years ago, and he was the next weekend, and the crowd and the staff were all a tizzy. Couldn't wait.
Really?
Hands down their pants waiting for this guy to show up.
Because it's such a car accident?
No, they loved him. It was a spectacle. It was like a Lake of the Ozarks thing. They loved him. Yeah, a bunch of riverbillies down there excited for this guy to come rolling up in his murder wagon.
Oh.
Yeah. Scary stuff.
You think now that it's in theaters that this guy would have some Halloween work.
oh, you're probably right. I didn't even put two and two together. This guy's probably booking all kinds of stuff.
You have to go with the trends, and right now, scary clowns are trending.
Yeah, with zombies, now with clowns.
Yeah. What's going to be next?
We were trying to figure that out in the meeting.
Well, Stranger Things is out today, so...
Because, well, like Mike said, the new season of The Walking Dead just started, and we watched it, and we're just like, the zombie thing, like, it's... How long has the show been on? Like 4 or 5 years
now? Season 8?
So it's like the show has now outlived...
The comic?
The trend. The zombie trend. You know what I mean? Like zombies were so hot.
Yeah, yeah.
And now it's like we moved on to clowns, but there's Walking Dead still out there going, come on, man. It's like, we're still doing the zombie thing over here.
They're like, nah, it's not, zombies was 2015, sorry, man. Sorry, it's clowns.
Sorry, we're on to clowns
sexual
now.
Assault these days. That's the two horrifying things.
Yeah, we got to bring in a Vogue fashion editor to yell at us about this stuff. Like, zombies are out. What is in? Aggressive, aggressive, powerful men.
Yes.
Showing themselves. That's the new thing.
That's the new horror.
Zombies gone in clowns. Welcome to horror fashion.
Yes. Hey, speaking of that, Walking Dead, we were wondering how it was going to do. It's still got some pretty great ratings, but its ratings for this premiere dipped down to like season 4 levels. And then another indication, I didn't even think about this these days, its piracy is down. People aren't pirating it. That's an interesting factor when people aren't like lime wiring it and file swapping it.
You always want to be getting bootlegged.
Yeah,
I promise you that's the sign of success is just get bootlegged as much as possible. I hope people steal my stuff my whole career.
Yeah, just pass
steal
it around.
Steal it.
Steal as much as you can.
We'll bleed out the 5 major companies that make everything, and let's just steal it and share.
But enjoy the hell out of Wrestling Soup, which I got to tell you, dude, again, big wrestling fan. These guys in here, I force this upon them as many times a week as I possibly can.
I mean,
a great podcast.
I only went on Wrestling Soup once.
No, I've heard that episode.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I've heard their episode with you on it.
Oh, dude, it's...
And it's the impressions murdered me.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah. It's weird when you do wrestling voices at home by yourself for so long, and then you get to go on podcasts, and people are like, no, we actually want you to do it.
It was like last Christmas or last fall.
Yeah. I'm lucky enough to be friends with Bruce Pritchard.
Yeah.
From the Bruce Pritchard.
Oh, dude, he shouts you out all the time on his show. Something to wrestle.
With Conrad Thompson.
Hey, it's Conrad.
Yeah, and it's like insane because I got to, when you start to get to meet these people, you just hear like real stories about, you know, all these wrestlers you grew up watching, and you're like, oh, they're just like dudes at their job that they really like.
Yeah.
But man, I can't complain about comedy after hearing road stories about wrestlers. Yeah.
Well, the movie The Wrestler with what's his face.
Oh, Mickey Rourke?
Like, that's exactly what it's like. You're in a gymnasium.
Dude, I went to my first indie wrestling. I've been a wrestling fan my whole life, but I've never gone to a local indie event because I'm always like, is it sadder than it is fun because it's in a gymnasium? And I went with Sam Roberts to an event in Rahway, New Jersey on a Friday. Something happened, a booking thing happened, and I didn't have a show.
Yeah.
Like, the show fell out that I was supposed to do the show, so I'm like, I got a Friday open.
Let's go see this indie.
And I know this guy, Pat, who's a wrestler through Sam, but I just know he's a wrestler. I went and saw this indie. It was one of the most entertaining things I've been to. Because it was a barbed wire match in a rec center.
Well, it's such a crossroad. Like, we got a great indie around here. Maryland Championship Wrestling, that they got all kinds of big acts that come through. Like, that's a fun, hopeful indie. Then you see some of this like out back of a barn.
See, I didn't see that.
Indies.
I didn't get to go to the bottom rung, but I did get to see the $1 million man, Ted DiBiase, in a recreation center. Oh, nice.
Wow, you weren't kidding.
Dude, it's the greatest Macho Man impression you've ever heard.
He's got the deep, grovelly voice to begin with.
Yeah, there's a bunch of whispering. Madness in the air.
Wow, I'm getting turned on.
Everyone.
We gotta have him cut a liner for our show.
Dude, 100%.
Justin Scott and Spiegel. Oh, yeah. Waking up before the sun.
Oh, man, I hate to. God, I feel like such a hack ass asking you to do this stuff. But, could you do your Andre?
I actually just got, I don't know if I'm publicly allowed
to
say this.
But your Andre the Giant is.
Well, I got offered this, they were doing this benefit and I can't say where, but it was like a really big benefit where they're going to do a table read of The Princess Bride.
Oh, yes.
And a friend reached out to me. It was a bit, it's like, I can't say too many names because it was like a thing. It was like a big thing for charity. And they were like, really, Hugh Jackman was one of the names I can give away. But they were like, hey, is there a possibility we can get you out here? And I couldn't do it. But I was going to go read.
So you didn't do it?
No, I couldn't. It was last weekend.
You were going to read the part of
Andre
the Giant.
I was going to do Fezzik.
Yeah.
Well, this is Miracle Max. It tells me I can keep it. Fizz me so well.
Oh, yes.
I got the four horses in case we find the lady. Hello, lady.
He was just very hard to understand in that movie.
Dude, the fighting scene is my favorite where he goes, fire you, man for man. I put down the rock. I used to fire him 12 men at once when he has him in the chokehold.
Yes. You ever read some of the stories about that film when they were trying to film it? His back
was so
destroyed that the scene where he's got to carry, where he's got to drag the princess.
Yeah. Well, I think she jumps and he catches
her. Yeah.
That's the famous scene. He said that it was all, she was on a wire.
Yeah, it's all like ropes and pulleys.
She weighed, what, 110 pounds?
Robin Wright?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's right. It was Robin. That was Robin Wright from
House of Cards.
House of Cards.
Robin Wright Penn.
The princess and Princess Bride. I forgot about that.
Blade Runner 2049 is the police chief.
He couldn't even support 110 pounds. Sad, well, man.
Dan, I remember when you first started doing Opie and Jim years ago.
Yeah, Opie and Anthony.
Oh, yeah, I guess it was O&A back. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they did. I just kind of jumped into the show, and I'm like, wow, they got Jeff Bridges on the show.
Oh, yeah.
I swear, for like a week, I thought you were Jeff Bridges.
That's your opinion, man. I'm not much of a... I guess you're not a golfer. I don't know. Walter! Yeah.
Oh, my God, so good.
Yeah, I get that sometimes. I've also heard Thomas Hayden Church... I'm trying to think who else people. Oh man, now you're playing the Princess Bride music,
and all you
it wells me up.
Does it kind of screw you?
If you've never seen the Princess Bride, I mean, it's funny. It's heartfelt. There's a young Fred Savage in it.
I was gonna say the Peter Falk Fred Savage thing gets totally overlooked. Reading him the book,
Did hack it from the Never Ending Story.
You get a little bit of Columbo. He's like, well, you want to read again? All right. Well, let me tell you about a giant. This giant was such an alcoholic. He drank 27. Hey, why are you telling people about my drinking problem? I don't know why you have to do that to me. Peter Falk. Yeah, Columbo. I respect you because you are a detective. But Hulk Hogan, I do not like you. At WrestleMania 3, I will kill you.
Oh, my God.
One last thing. You said...
Excuse me, sir.
Just one final thing, Jerry.
I got a question. You told him to do the push-ups.
Playing that, and you're going to make the mega powers explode. Yeah. I left something in the microwave. I got to go. I still love this song. Dude, I'm 34 years old, and I still get geeked up for this song.
Do you know how many times I've gotten a hairy eyeball?
What's the one visual? I have this.
I see. So for me, the visual,
the wave
in the ear is good. Yeah. But for me, it's coming down the aisle, blowing your cheeks out, pointing
at the dudes,
and then he does the turn.
Yeah.
The Hulk stuff.
And you got
another life.
You got the headband.
Took a couple of weird turns.
He'll be back. He'll be back in the WWE, even though because they had to pull him because of the racist stuff. But he'll
the
be
racist
back.
Stuff, the sex with Bubba the Love Sponge, his wife,
yeah, but
his kid, his son in the car wreck, sent another kid into a coma.
Yeah.
The reality show that basically just was his undoing.
I couldn't beat you, but life did.
The daughter life stuff.
I couldn't. You saw
his daughter.
Me.
What? Remember when he was like rubbing lotion on his daughter?
Oh yeah.
Let him. Yeah, I.
And then he was dating a girl that looks just like his daughter.
Dude, I think he married. Did he marry her?
Maybe. I don't know.
Welcome back to Wrestling Gossip.
You remember this promo. This is on Saturday night's main event when you swore both of them had taken mushrooms prior to the promo.
We really don't know what we're dealing with here, man. And I'm just kind of a little worried about locking up here.
It's all right.
Because we just might blow the whole planet up, you know. Everybody knows someone that Hulkamania is the strongest force in this
I think
universe.
Someone made a meme about that where it's when like when you and your friend take mushrooms.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw what the madness was all about. I realized there was a whole other universe out there, a whole other frontier.
Yeah, but what Hulkster's not telling you is that we're all one existence. Yeah. Sometimes you gotta put on a little jam band. Yeah. Understand that your feelings, this is currency for the current world. Yeah.
He's dead, right?
Yeah,
dead?
He died of a heart attack.
Remember the day that he died?
Mm-hmm.
With the significance of that date? Well, how weird that date was. I remember actually got a very large argument with my brother at the time.
No, I don't think I do, though.
That was the date that biblical scholars thought that the world was going to come to an end.
I remember May 20th.
May 21st, 2011.
That's
I believe
what it
was it.
Yeah.
And everyone thought that that's it. Earth's cracking in half. Revelation, seven-headed dragon. And then Macho passes away. No one gives a damn about the end of times because the madness is gone.
Well, then they're also that gave birth to the great meme of Macho Man dropping the elbow on Jesus over the world. I don't know if you've seen that, but it's from the back. Yeah, so it's that was a historical day. That was the day that Macho Man saved the world.
That was the day that Macho Man, you know what?
He stepped on in, yeah.
He was the blood sacrifice that
I
the world
told
needed.
God, not today,
take me instead.
Take me.
I got a bone to pick with Luger.
Luger's not dead.
Yeah, Luger might as well be.
Oish.
He is looking haggard these days. The narcissist Lex Luger, who's a
great dude.
Apparently, he is a different man, personality-wise. But these days, he was one of those guys that, for those that are unfamiliar, mega bodybuilder physicality, but 90% gas. He gets off of it, suffers the retribution of getting off that stuff to such a degree, and is just withered to a corn stalk.
It's kind of like wrestlers or like dudes who chase steroids like that are kind of like beautiful women that chase plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, it will not end, well.
The end of this story is not great.
Yeah, this doesn't go to a place where you look good. This goes to a place where you look half cat.
Oh, Dan Soder, where can people find you online, man?
DanSoder.com, at Dan Soder, Twitter, and Instagram. Even though I took Twitter off my phone, and it's been the greatest thing I've ever done.
It is a heavenly.
I check it just when I'm at home in my study.
So it's not blowing you up somewhere at Casa del Soder.
I'll tell you why, because now I don't want to fight random people at bus stops because I read a bad tweet.